produced by Zion Lutheran, Hiawatha, Iowa. Reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our first scripture reading is found in 1 Samuel. It's on page 292 in your Bibles. And we read 1 Samuel 3, beginning at verse 1. The young man Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his own place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out. And Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he said, "Here am I," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. And the Lord called again, "Samuel." And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. And when the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him, and the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he rose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the young man. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood, calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant hears." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. It's found on page 1222, and we read 1 Corinthians 6, beginning at verse 12. "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be enslaved by anything. Food is meant for the stomach, and the stomach for food. And God will destroy both one and the other. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For, as it is written, the two will become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body. But the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to
God. Please rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. John. It's found on page 1135, and we read John chapter 1, beginning at verse 43. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." This is the gospel of the Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your gospel lesson, which we just read, where Nathanael says to Jesus, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." This is our text. Please be seated. One of the oversights somewhat frequent in our human nature is that we don't recognize how often we are being watched. For instance, every now and again you go into work and someone's missing. The reason is they were posting on Facebook about how much they hated their boss, what a jerk he is. And then talking about how much they hated their job, hated the place that they worked. And then we're bragging about that time that they called in sick, but they really were just taking an extra day off. And suddenly, their boss sees the postings, and their job is gone. Sometimes we don't always realize how often we are being watched. Philip comes to Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." I don't know how far it was traveling to see Jesus, but as Nathanael approaches Jesus, he begins to realize he's been watched. "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there is no deceit," Jesus says. Nathanael says to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael is astounded. He immediately recognizes that Jesus is not even some prophet or some great teacher. "Rabbi," he says, "you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." As it was with Nathanael, so also it is with us. But we often fail to recognize it. Imagine, if you will, that Jesus came down and made himself visibly present to you and said, "You know, I'm going to be right here at your side for the next week in my visible presence. I'm not going to even ask for a show of hands." But how many of you think that during the next week with Jesus himself, Jesus who died on the cross for you, Jesus who's also going to judge the world, might live your lives just a little bit different from what you're living them right now? Well, you know, the next 5 minutes might not change. But I'll bet there'd be some changes in the course of a week. No, we can't see him right by our side. But he is there. And he is watching. And if he was right by your side and you would not do some of the things you do, or do some things that you haven't been doing, why do you think just because you can't see him that his presence is not there? It is. He is watching each and every one of us all the time. But you know, that's not something he wants us to be fearful of. It is not for evil intent that God wants us to know that he is there with us and right at our side. This was brought home to me in a little bit of a sense a couple of years ago. I was attending a dinner for employees of long standing of Hy-Vee along with my wife. It was a couple of years ago, and Hy-Vee was bragging about at that meeting a new initiative that the corporation was undertaking. It was the watching of social media for mentioning of the word Hy-Vee. They shared some stories of things that had transpired as a result. And this is an actual true story. So a wife sends her husband to the grocery store to pick up some cake mix. That was her first mistake, sending her husband. He gets to the store, he's looking up and down the shelves, and he can't find it. And in frustration, he picks up his phone, and I guess he was a tweeter, and he tweets out, at Hy-Vee, can't find the cake mix that my wife sent me to get. Somebody at corporate headquarters sees the tweet. They call up the store director. And before that man leaves the store, he has the cake mix in his hand that he went to find. They watch because they want to keep a good name. They watch because it's good for business to solve problems before they get out of hand. Now, I want you to know that having a wife that's worked at Hy-Vee over 20 years, Hy-Vee is not a perfect corporation. They have a lot of faults and a lot of problems, like all corporations do. But if they are watching that closely, so that they can do good to their customers, how closely do you think God is watching our lives? There's that wonderful Bible passage in Romans chapter 8. He who did not spare his own son, but graciously gave him up for us all, how will he not, along with him, graciously give us all things? Our Lord is watching. But remember who this Lord is. Yes, he knows our faults and our shortcomings and our sins. He knows that we've often been rebellious, that we have turned our backs on him each and every day of our lives, choose sin. And yet God went to his son and asked him to take on this frail human flesh of ours, that he might come into this world, be rejected by mankind, bloodied, whipped, mocked, and finally hung on a cross to die. And if that's not enough, God the Father also had to turn his back on his son that he might bear the full punishment of sin. So that when we turn to God in sorrow, and beg for his forgiveness, he might look at us and say, I saw, I know, but I will forgive. God watches. He's not just watching the big things. He's not just there in our huge disasters of life, or only at death's door. But he's there each and every moment of our lives. Let us live our lives in such a way that we know God is there, that he is watching, that he is there to bring us help and comfort of aid in every need. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeout.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting zionhiawatha.org.